Time for the best 5 minutes of the day, Jason Cairns. Let's see if he's on the other end of the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, there you go. Nice, clear connection today.
Good.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
So far, so good. Well, for a couple of weeks, I think I've wanted to share this. This is from our September mailing that we sent out called Update. And they have a listener letter. This is actually from a year ago, but the person in Menominee had said, "Dear WWIB, if I'm unable to listen to the best 5 minutes of the day and your special spiritual lifts before the top of 6 a.m., especially Brennan Manning, my whole day seems off kilter. You always make my day joyful. For that, I am grateful." How about that?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, I've said it before, but to hear those things, boy, that lifts my spirit as well. Uh-huh. And you know, I've said that about the Brennan Manning piece as well. I've told you I could hear that every day. I need to hear that every day.
Yeah.
And just good stuff.
And it's now a second time. Or here's the deal. Dawson was playing it before 6 here, closing out the drive. So I played it.
Yep.
And then on Friday, I heard him actually recite it on the air by memory. And he thinks he's going to be doing that. So that's pretty cool. So, yeah.
That's really good. Yeah. I think that kind of gets in there and sticks in there then.
Mm-hmm. And then,
proofing that.
As we're into our October Connect month, so if I say that we use something in radio called a drop, do you know what that is?
No.
I'm kind of talking radio lingo here. So a drop is, you know, just kind of between songs, if you hear something and then it's maybe followed by WWIB and it's just something fun or interesting.
Sure.
And so I've actually made a drop out of something you and I did probably around a year ago, and it sounds like this. Is the official flavor of fall pumpkin or apple?
Interestingly, I love candles, and I bought a candle at Yankee recently, which was apple pumpkin. So
really?
So I don't know. Celebrate fall. I don't know.
You're a peacekeeper all the way down to your candle buying.
Who knew?
So there you go. That's kind of a fun drop from us.
It is. That's very good. I vaguely remember us doing that. And yes, I think they're both important in the fall. Although I've eaten far, far more apple this year than anything pumpkin. So.
Well, yeah, if somebody says apple crisp, I'm like, I'm on it. And I've not made it this year, but I've had some. So
I've made it several times.
And too many pumpkin bars last week. All right, let's see. We've got, we're up to Love Letters 60 today from Larry Crabb's 66 Love Letters. And that means it's First Peter. And it's summed up as soon, in a little while, soon. And in the back of the book, in the epilogue, you get the story everyone needs to hear, the Bible in 66 paragraphs. Larry unpacks it very good, imagining God himself to sum up each book in a paragraph. First Peter this way: "My plan will fulfill all your dreams soon, in a little while, but you must realize that I live above time. My perspective is infinitely wider than yours. As you experience time, it's purification now, but pleasure forever. First, the slow development of holiness. Then, when holiness is complete, complete happiness. Every good thing will be yours to enjoy soon."
Yeah, I like the idea there of God existing outside of my normal time span, and because I can get lost in the details of the day to day. Boy, this is an amazing day, so everything's wonderful. Or boy, this is this is a terrible day, and you know, really getting sucked into that, and trying to recognize that what God is up to is much bigger than my limited perspective.
And as we go to Mark 2, help me out. Is it Mark 2, 13 and 14 today?
Well, you were going to finish up that other part from Mark. So
gotcha.
I think it's right after
All right.
"Son, your sins are forgiven."
There we go. All right. So you read 6 through 12. All right. Mark 2, 6 through 12 in Letters to the Beloved goes like this. Hearing him, some of the theologians questioned his theology, questioning Jesus' theology, thinking that my son was breaking my holy law by forgiving sins, which is something only I can do. Jesus knew what they were thinking. He always does. He asked them, "Why are you questioning me in your heart? I could say get up and walk, or I could say your sins are forgiven. What difference is it to you? Regardless of the words I use, I have authority on earth." When he confronted the scribes, he referred to himself as the Son of Man, a reference to the Messiah that my servant Daniel had used. He then told the man to get up and go home. Unlike the scribes, most of the people gave glory to me for what my son had done.
Yeah, I like the idea, and we see this in the particularly in the Gospels, right? The references back to the Old Testament, Jesus using terminology there, and just a lot of power in what he does and the work he was doing on Earth.
Absolutely. All right, way to get the work and school week off to a good start. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Our buddy Jason Kanz from jasoncanz.com here, author of the devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved. You might want to think about getting one, you know, as a Christmas gift or something for yourself as well to follow along here. Or reading your own devotional time like some of our friends Donna do. Weekend recap, WWIB, and I can tell you what I didn't get done this week. I did not get the lawn cut. I mean, with all that rain, it is growing, and it needs to be. It was warm to cut the lawn.
It was.
I know. I did get the Triple Valley this week with Julie Wilson done. She's starting a group called Sober Strong for Women at the YMCA in Eau Claire, October 10th. We'll get the podcast up here shortly at WIB.com. Powerful testimony that Julie has there. Meanwhile, yesterday, Church Valley Brook, downtown Eau Claire, celebrating 30 years. So they were actually giving away free movie popcorn and free movie candy. Now, do you want to talk about ways to get people to come to church?
Sure.
You know, you can't do it every week, but for a 30th anniversary for a church that meets at the remodeled Hollywood Theater in downtown Eau Claire. And my wife and I started, really, probably her leading it more than me, but Peter Scazzaro's book, Emotionally Healthy Spirituality. We had a small group of about 20 people before church yesterday, so that was fun.
That's fantastic. Well, so my weekend sort of started a little earlier. I had kind of a half day Thursday, half work day on Friday as well, so enjoyed a great time at the Packers game. The game, unfortunately, didn't go the way we wanted, but man, it was just a phenomenal time with my dad and my brothers, so I was kind of a graduation present belated for my little brother Elijah, so that was a lot of fun just being able to be in the Titletown district and enjoy some time together. And great energy in Lambeau Field. It was sucked away very quickly, but we still really had a good time.
I did see a really great photo, you guys, that I thought was before the game. So big smiles then.
Yeah, and smiles the whole time. I mean, it was a good time. And again, it's hopefully I've matured a little bit where it's like, you know what? I love football, but it doesn't have to dominate my emotions. But also another great high school football game out at River Falls on Friday night. So two very, very late nights getting back from Green Bay and then getting back from River Falls and taking care of some things that need to be done here at the station. So all that to say, I slept in on Saturday morning and didn't do a whole lot other than the usual walk and watching some college football on Saturday, trying to recover a little bit because I was, sapped of energy after all the work and travel. But Sunday, again, enjoyed some time at church. And then we went out because it was such a beautiful Sunday, went out to Willow River State Park, which we had not gotten to yet this summer, and enjoyed some time there with my sister and her family, and just gorgeous. Checked out the falls, walked and hiked, and got a little bit of a workout going up that hill. If you know the falls, the hill going back up from Willow River, that definitely works the calves a little bit too. So got some exercise, had some fun, enjoyed the great outdoors and a lot of family time the last several days.
Nice to enjoy that great weather for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, three jokes apiece. Caleb and me, I'll go first. All right, Caleb, what's Forrest Gump's email password?
I'm not sure.
One, Forrest, one.
All right, there you go. You know, how about just a little observation? What's the oddest thing that happens with a hypochondriac support group?
What?
Members call in sick, but they all show up for the meeting.
All right, made me laugh. This is from my mom. She texted me, thanks. She says, a woman came home after shopping and said, I have good news and bad news. The good news is the airbag works. There you go. That's the end right there.
Okay. There we go. A little slow on Monday here. Yes. Why did the Cyclops, this is a dad joke, why did the Cyclops stop teaching school?
Why?
Because he only had one pupil.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, goodness.
And finally this morning, thanks for explaining the word many to me. It means a lot.
There you go. The WIB Wake Up Show, Make Us Laugh Monday. I've got one more here. And again, just something from personal experience, I guess, now. So, I completely lost the joke. What happened to that? Anyway, well, I'll have to save that for next week. So a guy goes ice fishing for the very first time. All of a sudden, he hears a voice. There are no fish under the ice. He ignores it, moves to another area, cuts a hole, and tosses his line in. Again, he hears the booming voice. There are no fish under the ice. Huh. He nervously looks up and says, "Lord, is that you?" "No," the voice says. "This is the skating rink manager."
That's
good. Okay.
All right.
Now I'm really bugged that I couldn't find that one, but we'll save it for next week. Good thing we had a backup.
Well, it is the month of October. It is October Connect Month. But what else does October have in store for us? For starters, October 3rd is the beginning of Fat Bear Week. And you might ask, what is that?
Indeed. What is it?
Yeah. Well, each year, the bears of Brooks River in Katmai National Park and Preserve in Alaska pack on the pounds in preparation for winter hibernation. And the National Park Service celebrates Fat Bear Week as a single elimination tournament where fans vote online for their favorite contenders, comparing photos of bears from when they first visit Brooks Falls in the spring to photos of the same bears at the end of the summer, hence Fat Bear Week.
I'm glad they just do that with the bears and not with me, because I'm sure I pack on the pounds,
too. The radio announcers, right?
Working on that, though. Yeah. Hopefully you'll be hearing about that soon. October 7th, what October has in store for us here in the WIB Wake Up Show, the North American Wife-Carrying Championships in the great state of Maine begin October 7th.
Yeah, the event challenges couples to complete a 278-yard obstacle course that includes hurdles, a watery mud pit, and an unsteady ascent.
That's really got to be some trust as a couple, too. Where it's like, yeah, let me just hurdle some things and walk up an unsteady ascent while carrying you.
On October 13th, the cell phone turns 40 years old, Caleb. Yeah.
Wow. Older than I am. I still remember my first Nokia.
Mm. I remember the big bag phones we had here that we would carry around to do games with.
The day after that, October 14th, Ring of Fire solar eclipse. That sounds cool.
Boy, get out the Johnny Cash music. Meanwhile, the October 16th, the 100th anniversary of the Walt Disney Company.
Okay, and 100 years. October 21st is Back to the Future Day to mark the day when, in Back to the Future Part 2, Marty McFly travels to October 21st, 2015 to save his children yet to be born in Back to the Future's 1985. Back to the Future will be shown in some theaters that day.
There you go. October 27th, Game 1 of the World Series. And I saw somebody post on Facebook yesterday, all right, come on now, the Brewers and Twins, that's got to be what we're pulling for the Fall Classic, you know?
Yes, that would be great. What October has in store for us.
The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, Save versus Splurge. Next up this morning, the bargain hunting website Slick Deals found that Americans are okay with pinching pennies on these items.
And then there's things that we splurge on. So we'll compare and contrast here. Things that they say, hey, as Americans, we're like, no, we can save on that, get the generics, whatever. But this we'll splurge a little bit on. Here we go.
Here we go. Here we go. Hand soap, we're good on saving on.
But we splurge on toilet paper.
We save on dish soap.
But splurge on toothpaste.
We'll save on paper towels.
But splurge on a toothbrush. I guess those two kind of go together.
We'll save on eating out.
But splurge on skincare. That might be more one gender than the other.
You know, I'm just thinking, eating out itself is a splurge, isn't it?
I kind of think so.
I'm not sure what that means. Okay, we'll save on casual shirts.
But splurge on dress shirts.
We'll save on small household appliances.
But splurge on shoes. Again, not to pick on the ladies, but maybe a few more shoes in one side of the household than the other.
We'll save on jeans.
But splurge on large household appliances. Well, I mean, you want something that's going to last, right?
Well, it's interesting because the splurge was on the large household appliance, but we were saving on the small ones.
Yeah.
We will save on dress pants.
I don't get that, because didn't we just say, according to this website, that we'd splurge on dress shirts, but the pants were like, maybe this is the whole Zoom generation, right? It's like,
everybody sees the shirt.
As long as the shirt looks good. Splurge on laptops or computers. They are kind of spendy.
We'll save on dresses.
This makes sense. We will splurge on a smartphone. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, that is. We will save on socks.
But splurge on coats.
We'll save on handbags.
But splurge on facial creams and cleansers.
Some people, at least, will save on sunglasses.
People splurge on TVs and TV audio systems. That makes sense.
We'll save on belts.
But splurge on pet food. Gotta take care of Fido.
Now, this one surprises me. We'll save on jewelry?
Really?
I mean, isn't that a splurge?
Well, if you go to Williams Diamond Center, there you go. We will splurge. This is an interesting splurge, but I kind of get this. Splurging on laundry detergent because I try to help a little bit more with the laundry than I used to.
Yeah.
And realizing, you know what? If you do an entire load of laundry and that bargain detergent you are getting does not get them clean and smelling fresh, yeah, you're absolutely buying the better stuff next time.
Yeah, we've tried some new things in that department.
Hashtag it's a Tide ad.
As well there lately. We'll save on produce.
But we'll splurge on a bed. Yep.
We will save on bread and cheese and butter.
But we'll splurge on couches and chairs.
We'll save on chips and snacks.
But splurge on makeup.
We'll save on spaghetti sauce.
I don't have any more splurge items.
And bottled water and milk and over-the-counter medicine. We'll save on sunscreen and razors and cooking supplies and soda and shampoo, cereal, pizza, garbage bags, all things we'll save on.
But maybe it's me or maybe it's Maybelline. We will splurge on that makeup, won't we? This is not meant to pick on the ladies. You deserve that splurge. You deserve it. I'm here saying that right here now. And you know what? You don't have to save or splurge because it's all free here all the time. Great music, lyrics you can trust on WWIB.